Five incarcerated people who are near death are waiting on Governor Doug Ducey's signature to be released from the State Department of Corrections. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins reports on inmates hoping for release before the coronavirus enters state prisons.
When Dana Huff entered the state prison in Florence in May of 2019 for aggravated DUI, he had a small bump on the side of his face. Over the next few months, the bump became a tumor that grew to the size of a baseball. Huff, a 63-year-old veteran, has now been diagnosed with aggressive, untreatable cancer and has been given less than 4 months to live. He is one of five people incarcerated in the Arizona Department of Corrections who have been approved for clemency based on an imminent danger of death exception. Huff's commutation was unanimously approved by the Arizona Board of Clemency on February 12th. He, like the four other inmates, is waiting on Governor Ducey's signature so he can be sent home to die. Huff entered prison at the end of May of 2019. The next month, ADC switched to a new private medical provider, Centurion. Jackie Steffen, Huff's wife, believes her husband fell through the cracks during the changeover.
We forgot about him like for 2 months and didn't do anything.
Steffen said they begged ADC and Centurion to do something as the tumor continued to grow.
I would leave messages after messages after messages.
She says only recently, after the cancer became more aggressive, was her husband offered the appropriate treatment he has needed all along. Katie Pazowskis is a lawyer with the Arizona Justice Project and the director of the Post-Conviction Clinic at Arizona State University. She says if a prisoner is determined to be within 4 months of death, they may apply for clemency under what's called the imminent danger of death exception.
I think the general point is dignity in death.
Pazowskis recently contributed research to a scholarly paper examining compassionate release, medical clemency, and parole processes across the country.
What we found in looking at these was a recognition that in someone's final days, we should have compassion and mercy, and we should let those people, you know, be with their families.
Pazowskis believes the policy should be expanded in Arizona, which she says has one of the most narrowly defined sets of criteria for release in the country.
I do think that there are people who don't currently meet the board's criteria who can be and should be safely released.
Pazowskis says the current COVID-19 pandemic is making the case for broadening the standards that would allow for inmates to be released.
There are vulnerable individuals in our prison system who could be, you know, hit pretty hard with all of this. And I think safely releasing them to their families, we can avoid some suffering.
Prison law office attorney Corrine Kendrick said she was shocked when she saw Dana Huff's baseball-sized tumor protruding from the side of his face when she met him on a recent tour of the Florence prison.
Mr. Huff is an example that we've seen before of people who have what looks like something pretty minor and pretty treatable, and that is just allowed to exacerbate until it's fatal.
Kendrick says Huff repeatedly went to see the nurses about the growth.
And they would tell him things like, oh, it's an ingrown hair, or it's a pimple. And it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And by the time he finally saw a surgeon, it was too large to remove, and he was given a death sentence of dying within a few months.
After reviewing Huff's medical records, Kendrick says they reveal a pattern of neglect that she's seen in many of her other clients in Arizona prisons. Jackie Steffen said ADC supported her efforts to seek clemency for her husband, but she has been unsuccessful in contacting anyone at the governor's office who might be able to help. Governor Ducey's office did not respond to multiple requests for comment on approving releases for prisoners or taking any action on clemency board recommendations. Steffen says if she could speak to Ducey, she would simply ask him to sign off on the commutation so her husband can die with dignity.
This should never happen to anyone at all, and I'm devastated. I just want my husband home.
Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.